That's it, Sophie. You found it. And Sophie, just to clarify, all you need to do is put the habitat inside that bag, open the lid, and verify there aren't any leaks, and then you can take it back out.
Okay, I was going to put also the procedure, ask me to put the contingent ticket, oh, close to it, okay, yeah. Oh, it says contingent ticket into the glove bag as well.
Affirm, Sophie, you just need that in there in case you do detect a leak. That'll just clean it up for you.
No leaks observed.
Yep. Good news.
Until station Sophie and 2, so I have two caddies inside, and I took the first one, which is Bravo Hotel Kilo Delta Foxtrot Echo.
Copy, and we need you to remove Bravo first, and remember it is a tight fit, but it will come out.
Copy. And so the other caddy, I leave it into the biocell habitat.
Hey, Fern.
Just before placing the sample, I would like to know what settings you want on the LED work light.
Checking. We need 100%, Sophie.
Okay, 100% and maximum Kelvin. So I have 95 right now. It's the maximum I can set to.
That's good with us. And Sophie, with you on too. The view looks great, but we need you to don some nitrile gloves, please.
What did you ask? What do you want?
If you could please don nitrile gloves. Sorry, it wasn't in the procedure.
No worries. Just normal nitrile gloves or sterile gloves.
Normal nitrile. We just want to keep you safe.
Thank you. Small station, checking on step 5, decimal 15, that specimens are properly focused and well lit.
Can you zoom in on the upper square? And you can use figure 5 as a reference, but we need you zoomed in. That looks great, Sophie. That's exactly what we need.
In the recording now.
Copy.
Confirming with you that we still have good focus.
Focus on the channels at the bottom of the square. If you take a look at figure 6, that's what we need now. You're pretty close. It just seems to be a little bit sharper.
I'm going to go grab my glasses.
That looks good, Debbie.
Okay, so do you give me the go for starting the recording?
You are go, and I would need my glasses too. Would that be something that tiny?
Thank you. I hear a lot of empathy there. And Huntsville from Sophie, another question just to confirm. So I'm doing all of the caddy one, so next one would be hotel. And then the row following each other for each caddy.
That's how you're done. Hotel next in Kilo.
Thanks.
Hey, Sophie, now I have a question for you. Can we make sure that the image stabilizer is off?
Yeah, I did set this to off at the beginning of the procedure, but I can check again.
Yeah, we'd appreciate it. We're seeing a little shaking there. It may be unavoidable, though.
Yeah, I think it's vibration of the MWA. Maybe I will not put the mic on it. Right now it seems to be less shaky. And maybe I wait until the end of this recording, because otherwise touching this will make it move a ton.
Sounds good.
I confirm image stabilizer is off OFF, and I will stop putting the mic on this MWA and make sure that there is no vibration as much as we can.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it, but don't stop talking to me.
Want me to redo the symbol just in case, or are you good with that?
No, we don't need to redo that one. Thank you for the offer, though. And Sophie, another recommendation possibly is to move your iPad off the MWA. Do you have another convenient location for it?
That's a great recommendation. Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Let's focus on that one.
That looks good, Sophie, and sorry, there's a little bit of a delay when the PD sees the video, so that's why you're not getting the really quick responses, okay?
No worries at all. I understand that. This is all station 2.2. Is the focus okay for this one?
That one looks good, too. You got the hang of it.
This is all from Sophie to confirm the view.
Perfect again.
Sophie, recording started. This is all from station Sophie to confirm the view.
Can we get you to focus just a little more? We're trying to see the lines a little more on the edge of the square.
No.
That looks good.
Happy starting the recording now.
And Sophie, if this astronaut thing doesn't work out for you, just know that you could be a movie maker anytime, a cinematographer, whatever you want to be with that camera work.
I'll think about this. Yep.
Just make sure I'm in the movie.
Sure you will, darling. But be creative. Well, from Sophie, to be honest, I don't see the lines that much, but this is the best I can do, man.
We can see them down here. It looks good. That's good, Sophie.
This is all from Sophie for checking the shot list.
Yeah, the focus is good, Sophie. You're good to record.
This is all from Sophie checking the focus.
Another bullseye. You got it.
Okay. This is all from Sophie checking the focus.
That looks good.
This is all from Sophie checking the focus.
You need it just a tad sharper if you can. That looks good. And if you didn't know how much a tad was, that's just country speak for a little bit. That looks good.
Cell station, checking the focus.
Looks good, Zubby.
So switch to 4 because I see that there will be an NOS on 2.
We can do that, and then we will have an LOS for KU as well, but you'll be able to work through that because now you've got the hang of the focus. But I don't think we can move to 4, so let me check with Capcom.
Okay.
Yes, Sophie, we'll move over to 4.
Abby.
Well, Chris, on 2 for Veggie, I've got the Columbus camcorder set up, and you're welcome on board. I'm getting started in the procedure.
Good morning, Chris. We are with you, and we are watching. And that view looks great.
Houston, station Flex on 2 for IMD keep-out zone ring installed.
Station Houston, go ahead on 2.
2.6 says set up desired amount of rings. Sounds like between 1 and 4. Do you guys have any big picture words on whether 1 or 4 or somewhere in between is better? Or what's the criteria to determine how many I should install?
Great question. We are checking. Station Houston for Jack for the rings. For some clarification, we are good with whatever you want to use that you think will work best to prevent obstructions and let the IMD move. And if you could just let us know what you pick, that would be great.
Houston Station, I copy. Thanks. Huntsville, Chris, on to for Veggie.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, just a quick question about step 4.3. I withdrew 6 mL, but there's definitely some air bubbles in the syringe, and I was wondering if how precise you want it, if I should try to, like, flush it out and, you know, do a little centrifuging to get rid of the air bubbles in the syringe or not.
Checking. And Chris, we'll take your best effort on that. Some air is okay. We appreciate your attention to detail, and copy thumbs up. And if you don't mind, to keep that mixing in the view of the camera a little bit more, so we can keep track of your mixing with you. Copy thumbs up, and that view is perfect.
Parksville, Chris, on to you. Just a quick clarification for step 4.10.
We're with you.
I think it's pretty obvious, but I'm supposed to use the minor salts syringe with the minor salts nutrient bag and so forth, you know, and just sort of do the replacements in 4.2 to 4.7 with the appropriate items, just 12 milliliters of each into that MSM bag for the next couple steps. Is that correct?
That's correct. Stand by one. Let me get you some more words. And Chris, you're doing a great job, and your understanding is correct. And when we get down to the next few steps, we'll start changing milliliters and stock solutions. And the next time you call me, if you don't mind, and move to space to ground 3, we'd appreciate it. Station Hunt still on space to ground 2 for Chris. Sorry, we lost you in a handover. It does not matter which data logger you use and which locker, as long as you let us know the serial number and location of each.
Copy that. So I have a data logger. It doesn't seem to have a serial number on it, but the barcode of it is 00216207 kilo, and that one will go in the upper veggie unit.
Can we copy?
Spill Chris on to for veggie. I've got a data logger barcode 00216205 kilo, and that's going to go in the lower veggie unit apex or system.
We copy that barcode.